Please be seated. I'm going to ask Joel to come up and just pray for him as he brings the word and teaches and shares with us. Would you stretch out a hand and just let's bless him. Father, we are so grateful for the ways in which you have brought such goodness to us this week then, through this ministry, through this man. We pray your blessing on him from the top of his head to the tips of his toes. Lord, just pour your spirit out and through him that we might receive what you have for us this day. We bless you for him. And we thank you, Lord, for the ways that you're going to meet us in our need today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You want that? Okay. There you go. Mm-hmm. Do you want that table back?
Jesus. Man. How's everybody doing? Yeah. You know, Jesus died on the cross so that he can be tangibly real to us each moment of every day. We can call on the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved and live our life and not experience much of the fruit of eternal life on this side of heaven and then go to heaven. But we also have an invitation in Christ to experience what's referred to in Scripture as our inheritance in Christ now, while we're still in the earth, right? Amen. All creation is groaning for Christ in you to manifest. John 1 and 12, to you, he gave the right to become children of God. Man, a woman came up to me during communion, I think it was, and she said, you know, I have a word of knowledge, and I've never had one of these before, and I'd like you to, I don't know where you're sitting, but I'd like you to come up and just share that. Come on down, the price is right. Now, I really believe that the Spirit of God is on this.
I had a sharp pain in my head earlier, and then after the word, I didn't pay attention. I mean, I thought this is unusual, but I didn't connect it to a word. And then as we were after the praying for the words, and I was receiving what word I thought was for me, I felt this sharp pain again. And I thought, oh my, that might be a word of knowledge. So I would like to say that that anyone with headaches or suffer from headaches and are pain in their head of any kind, this word may be for you.
So raise your hand if that's you, migraine headaches, if you have pain even now, raise your hand. Please raise it high. And those who are sitting next to them or behind them, if you could just lay your hand on their shoulder. Wave your hand if you're experiencing pain in your head now. Okay, so God, we just rebuke migraine headaches. We rebuke headaches and pain. We speak to the headaches, we say, be healed. We speak to the brains, we say, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We do not want the Son of David to pass us by. Everything that we're doing here, everything in our Christian life, every scripture that we read, every act of worship that we do, every study, prayer group, it all points to King Jesus. We're here so he can be seen. Because when we see him, when we find him, it has the power to change everything in our life. Jesus is real. He's alive. He's our friend. Yeah, that's all in the Bible. It is. Man. Is there anybody who was prayed for earlier that had pain, that's feeling anything change? I know several of you raised your hand and you really felt the Holy Spirit working on you. Would you just raise your hand for me? You know, is there anyone in here that has pain now in your body? Okay. Raise in the back. That is amazing. Three. That's really good. Yeah. Most churches, half the church raises their hand when it comes for pain or whatever. So those of you, raise your hands again if you have pain in your body. Okay, now there's a few more. All right. Yeah. And just put your hand on your chest. And I just speak to the pain and I command it to leave your body in Jesus' name. All pain leave. Holy Spirit, come and wash over their bodies specifically. And just wash away the pain. How's it feel now? Those of you that had your hands up, feel it out. I'm looking at people who are in the training who had severe pain and they're not holding, they didn't raise their hands because they were healed. Why not you, right? So that's what I really want to talk to you about today, just very briefly. And then we're going to open up the altars and we're going to pray for everyone in here that needs prayer for whatever it is. You know, Jesus paid the price for cancer and he paid the price for your broken, crooked finger, right? He's not overworked. He's not overwhelmed. He has time specifically for you. You know why? Because you're his favorite. Did I hear somebody say, so was I? Is that what I heard? Oh, apple of his eye. I was like, Bishop. Right. We have this wonderful invitation to be partakers of this inheritance in the light in Christ. And with this business of healing, I want to read to you Luke chapter 5, 12 through 14. It says, one day while Jesus was ministering in a certain city, he came upon a man covered with leprous sores. When the man recognized Jesus, he fell on his face at Jesus' feet and he begged to be healed, saying, if you are willing, you could completely heal me. Jesus reached out and touched him and he said, of course I'm willing to heal you. Now you will be healed. And instantly the leprous sores were healed and his skin became smooth. Jesus is just as willing today to heal as he was then. If healing wasn't God's will, then Jesus would have not been doing what he saw the Father do. Because he went about healing all who are oppressed by the devil. Said he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. So there's not a question as to whether or not if it's God's will to heal. You know, just to give you a brief look at some of the original language there, in the Greek, the New Testament's written in the Greek, the word saved is translated sozo. And if you look that up, and I would encourage you to Bible study it yourself, you can use your Strong's Concordance or you can go online and use one, right? It deals with freedom from messianic judgment, heaven and hell. It deals with healing sickness and disease. And it deals with freedom from demonic oppression, or as the definition says, the evils of this age. Right? And I'm paraphrasing it, but all those things are included in the word saved and salvation. So it's like Jesus paid the price on the cross to destroy the power of sin for all mankind. Right? It says he died on the cross. He shed his blood and that he rose from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, he was seated at the right hand of God and he sent who? The Holy Spirit. Right? To come. Why? To help us become like Jesus. Right? We can't change, but he can change us. And it's not just, he destroyed the power of sin and death. He's inviting us into something more, something greater. He died for us on the cross so that we can live. And he's forever inviting us to die to ourself so that he can live. You know why? Because it's not you or me that the world needs to see. It's Jesus. That's why Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And that word of knowledge, surrender, that was released a little while ago, it's on the altar of sacrifice that the fires of the kingdom burn and are released into the world like wildfire, and awakening, salvation, healing, and restoration happens, and we find ourselves being led back into God's intended purpose for us. Jesus is the light of the world. He said that you are the light of the world. In him, we are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. He said, let your light shine before men. Right? His kingdom is a kingdom of light. He said that we are children of light. When we switch, when we're in a dark room, everything that's in the room is still in the room. We just can't see it, or we might see shades or variations of it in the light, but when we flick the light on, we see what's there. And when we find Jesus, and we learn through the working of the Holy Spirit to walk in communion with the Creator of the universe, we begin to see things that we couldn't see before. Jesus, it says in Hebrews, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? Mm. I always tell people, if he knew me and you, if he knew you and I before we were born, we have a lot of remembering to do. Right? And I like the word illumination. Light illuminates a room. Jesus illuminates a room. Christ in you not only lights up and illuminates you, but anywhere you go that's darkness, that light will begin to shine. And what's beyond the veil will start to become clear. But you have to find him. See, it's not just about the moment of salvation when we see Jesus for the first time, and in our brokenness and in our joy, we make the decision to believe in who he is and we welcome him into our heart and we surrender our life. We have the wonderful invitation and beautiful opportunity to say yes to Jesus each moment of every single day. You know, the scripture says that obedience is better than sacrifice. But I would like to say that obedience is the greatest sacrifice, because it's when we deny ourselves and say yes to him, and when we deny ourselves and he lives in us, a lost and dying world becomes healed, set free, and saved. Right? We want to take as many people with us. You know, when I was younger, I used to think when he talked about translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, or in the kingdom of the love of his son, I always looked at darkness as like evil spirits and demons. And I see it differently now. It's just the things beyond the veil that I don't see. Could be a demon. The dark rulers of this age, right? But there's also things that are hidden from us that we don't see unless we find him and we allow him in to light up our world, right? A friend of mine talks about healing. He goes, all healing is one of the love languages of God. You know, like the five love languages, right? It's part of his nature. It's who he is, right? We just declared it today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what's it like in heaven? Is there sickness? Is there addiction? There's nobody even missing any limbs because they don't have limbs like we have here. We're children of light. His kingdom is a kingdom of light.